whole general in the Kuda is that you're going to show him that Torah is Keim Chayin and Torah is Nitzvi. The Tzaddik, hasn't been here for so many years, yet his Torah is still so alive that people feel Makusha through his Torah. The Torah is the Chelek Achiyas, that never. The Rashbi, Ki Lo Sishokach Mi Pizaroi. Lo Sishokach means it's by Misa, there's a Gzeira Shameis Shishtakach Min Alev. Shikha's got to do with Misa. Ki Lo Sishokach Mi Pizaroi means that Torah is that which keeps. Torah is that which keeps everything. There shouldn't be chal misa on that. So when you go to a cave and you learn to a Torah that tzaddik, you megala that there's no misa over here. You have to go to the mokim hamisa to be megala that there's no misa, and that's by learning their Torah. Rambam corresponds to this inyan that Torah is through Torah a person is completely alive. After laharga lahashmid is kol yehudim in Purim, is then they makabel Torah shabal peh. Because they realized that the fact that you see that there couldn't be a Misa by Klal Yisrael, even though there was such a terrible gezeirah, the Misa couldn't go through. From that they saw that how makusha they were to Torah, Kiyam Chayin. From that they saw the Kim of a Kiblo again. They saw the Essen that the Magish that Torah is Kiyam Chayin. The mitzvahs, you're not allowed in Makayim, and if it's oil, you've got to put your tzitzis away because of Loig Lerosh. But Torah is something that other Abba. Mitzvahs is Kim Shemais Nasha Nasa Chavshim and Mitzvahs. He becomes Chavshim and Mitzvahs. But a person doesn't become Chavshim in a Torah. Torah, the Nifta carries on being massive in Torah the whole time. Mitzvahs, you can't be Mekayim anymore. So Adarabah, the Ikah Chiyas a person gets is Adarabah only through Torah. Mitzvahs, Daka the Mace can't be Mekayim, and you mustn't be Mezalzel, Loig Lerosh, to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, to show a Mace that you Mekayim Mitzvahs. But Torah is something that's got nothing to do with a person dying, a person this. A Talmud Chacham doesn't feel the Tzar, doesn't feel the Tam of Nisan. Because somebody who's the whole time learning is carries him through the Netzach. Ki'ilu, there's no nafgimina between before he died and after he dies. He carries on learning b'msifta derakia. That's this Gemara. There's a Gemara about Rabbi Ben Nachmeni. There was a machlokes in the Msifta derakia, where the Baharas koydim levona, levona koydim la Baharas. It's Gemara b'metzia. So there's a machlokes whether the sal lovan. In the Nagoyim, if the white hair comes before the Beheres, it's telling me that the white hair comes after the Beheres. Machlokes. So they said, Rabbi Ben Achmeni, he's the expert, call him in. So Rabbi Achmeni was nifta in order to go up to the Masifta de Rakia to Paskin over there. Why Dafka in that Nakuda? Why Dafka were they arguing in that Nakuda of Beheres, Koidim, Levona, Levona, and the Hilchas Nagoyim? Hilchas Nagoyim is a nega of a person where, Ki'ilu, the inin of a nega is the skin turns white, it's the inin of Misa while the person's still alive. The person's still alive, but it's chal on him ashtikul misa. The person's still alive. That's the dargah of Torah. That a person be'etzim, even though it can be chal misa on him, but the maisa be'etzim he's still alive. So that's dafke in that nekuda. They were arguing on the mesifta derakia, because the mesifta derakia is the hemshech to the yeshiva over here. So the hemshech of the yeshiva over here, that even when it was chal misa on them, which is like a nega, of be'etzim it's still alive. That's what Hilchas Nagoyim is all about. So for that, they brought up Rabbi Ben Nachmeni to show. And it says that Yotzen Nishmosa B'Tahari, he paskin like the Rabbi Nishalayim. There was a Machloikas in the Masifta Rakia, where the Chachomim there said, not like the Rabbi Nishalayim. And he paskin like the Rabbi Nishalayim. So him coming to the Masifta Rakia to paskin on the Inyan of Nagoyim, that's what the Inyan of Nagoyim shows. That even though it can be Chal Misa, life still carries on. The most geschmack and the most lomdish, the deepest chalokim of the Torah is always brought together with the Hilchas Nagoyim and Aulis. Nagoyim, Klachetz and Nagoyim and Aulis. They said to Rabbi Akiva, go to Nagoyim and Aulis. And also like Gemara B'Metzia, but Rabbi Ben Achmeni was the expert in Nagoyim and Aulis. That's the tiefst chalok of the Torah, which means that's where the Oymek HaChaim is. And pink, both those Masechtas are dealing with, Aulis is dealing with the Halachas of Thomas Meis. And Nagoyim is dealing, also all Nagoyim have to do with the Inyan of Meis. The tiefste Torah, the tiefste Chiyas comes from the Mokam. Every Yid, his Shoresh Achiyas is because he has an Ois in the Sefer Torah. That's the Shoresh Achiyas. As long as he's still got an Ois in the Sefer Torah, he's alive. So you see that the Ois in the Sefer Torah, the Kesher of the person to the Kesher of the person to Torah, is that's his life, that's his Neshama. Right? You put a Zer onto the ground, you put it, it follows the same Mahalach. The Zera rots in the ground, and just like a dead person rots in the ground. But the difference is that the Zera After it rots, it starts growing. Pshat is when it starts growing, it starts giving out peres, faked, it starts bringing out its life, it starts becoming alive. Same inyan. The person who is a Talmud Chacham, who is a Re'at, Yodam Eitz HaSodeh, is then Adarabah. The Misa is a Haschala for him to grow in Torah. The Misa is Goa Haschala for him to grow in Torah. So the same Torah that says Zoysa Torah Adam Kiyomus Eina Torahus Kiyemus Eleba Misha Meimus Atzmei Aleha. When you Meimus Atzmei Aleha, then you start your Sod Atzlach in Torah. Then you get to the Shurash Achayim in Torah. So that's why the Torah Shabbat Pei begins with the Seder Zeroyim, because you got to learn on the same matzav as you're being Zerea. The more you let yourself be Meimus Atzmei, the more you'll be Zoycha, the more you'll be Zoycha to that Slach in Torah. He's so alive that line of Kurosa. The person reaches that Daga, then he has a scholar in Torah. I mean, everybody else is Kain Noida Kurosa. I mean, all the tzaddikim Noida Kurosa. Now, Pshat is that Noida Kurosa, because every Eid has a goof and a neshama, and the goof has to decay, and then the neshama can carry on. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who's in a matzav where even when he was alive, he was Pershman Ishtar, he was always ready for Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was always ready for Nevuah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was always ready for Nevuah. So Be'etzim, by Moshe Rabbeinu, the taka wasn't a chilek in Moshe Rabbeinu. A Yid has two chalokim, so one has to die in order that the other one should steig. But Moshe Rabbeinu, nothing has to die. And that's why the one shitta in Chazal is that he wrote Vayomas Shom Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Vayomas Shom Moshe. It's not the regular Vayomas Shom. When he was alive, he wrote Vayomas Shom Moshe. Because he didn't need that. He was the whole time there. So the whole inyan of Kvura to be Mafrid, he didn't need that Soid Hafrada. All the people who represent the idea that there's no period between them, they reach the shleimus of the Gufa and Shama becoming one, is like Yaakovinu, the Yaakovinu Loimes. Because Yaakovinu corresponds to that Nakuda where, like the Svasemis says, that the Gufa of Yaakovinu had mamsh the Kedushas on the Shama of Eid. So, made by them, it's not Shaykh. They don't need that Misa in order to steig from there. Yaakovinu Loimes.
It's a lower level.
It's one level. Zoya says it's one level. Whatever. Yeah, Milbam is a gov. One's Bifnim, one's Bifnim. But Moshe and Yaakov are one level.